Perhaps the strangest part of the parsha, and there are some strange parts, is when Yaakov gets to the well. Now, we had discussed what happened at the well the last 2 days, but Yaakov gets to the well, and he turns to these men who he's never met in his life, and he says, Achai, me'ayin atem, my brothers, where are you from? And they say, Vayomru mecharan anachnu, we're from Haran. And he says, do you guys know Lavan, my relative? And they say, Yadanu, we know him. And he's like trying and pressing the conversation, and he's getting nowhere. It's not so far off from when a child comes home from school and you say, how was your day? And they're like, good. What'd you do? Nothing. How was it? Fine. That you don't get anything from the conversation. When that happens, the person is sending you a subtle or sometimes not so subtle message of, I don't want to continue this conversation. He starts with these people and says, Achai, my brothers, where are you from? And they blow him off. They're not interested in continuing the conversation. And that does not change as the conversation continues. Question is, why do we even need this? Like, the end part is that they just need to say that Rachel is coming. Why do we need all this dialogue? Rabbi David Foreman has a beautiful, beautiful explanation on this. Because he says that this is actually going to frame the entire story of the Parsha ahead of us. Yaakov comes having run away from his parents, running away from his brother. Yaakov has been cut off effectively from his family. It's hard for us to appreciate it because we now go and jump on a plane, go 12 hours across the Atlantic, and we're a WhatsApp away from our family. But back then, by leaving and going the hundreds of miles to Haran, he was effectively cut off from his family. What does Yaakov want more than anything else? He wants connection. He wants to know that I lost my brother, but Achai me'ayin atem, my brothers, where are you from? He is trying to reconnect with someone. He's so desperate for anyone to have a connection with that he's even willing to go at it with these people. As the parsha develops, you see that Yaakov accepts a lot of things along the way. He sticks around for as long as he does, perhaps for that very reason. It's because that's what Yaakov is looking for. Yaakov is looking for family. Yaakov is looking for connection, and he's willing to suffer somewhat along the way in order to have that. I think the story goes full circle and closes itself up in Vayishlach when Yaakov finally meets up with Esav and he reconciles with his brother. It's at that point that he can go home and say, my circle is complete. My family is back. That is what he's seeking. Have a great day.